One if by land, two if by sea. Minuteman Radio continues with your host, the president of the Minuteman Civil Defense Corps, Chris Simcox.
Welcome back to a Sunday night of truth serum, a big dose of very tasteful truth serum, I would say. If I can get my words out. Yes, I'm a bit eclectic this week, or excited, or something. I don't know what it is. But, you know. Big week in my life, big week in the life of politics, which is the topic of our first hour. Also, in our coming up, we'll be hearing from our Missouri State Director, Randall Cox, who will be calling in, and we'll be discussing a big event that we have coming up in Kansas City on the 30th of September. And you can learn more about that at our website, MinutemanHQ.com. We're going to have a discussion about NAFTA and the upsides of NAFTA, but probably more
the downsides.
About the downsides of NAFTA. We're hosting our Michigan...
Missouri.
Just messed up.
The Missouri, Operation U-Turn.
Operation U-Turn, yes, in Missouri. A citizens forum on illegal immigration, the smart port, and national security. And that's sponsored by the Missouri Minutemen Civil Defense Corps. That'll be held Saturday, September 30th, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. We have a whole list of great speakers that will be there discussing a panel discussion about those topics. And we'll be hearing from Randall coming up here shortly. More information about that and details about how you can attend. Certainly a topical issue now that we've discovered the Security and Prosperity Partnership, where our government and the government of Mexico, by the way, a government on the verge of total breakdown and revolution, which should make all Americans feel real safe. Another topic we'll discuss coming up. And, of course, the government of Canada, who would really like a big, happy family. A big North American union. Doesn't that sound wonderful? I mean, I just get all warm and fuzzy over that, you know. North American union, where we can all just, you know, watch out for each other and be one big happy family, just like Europe. Possibly, hey, even a new currency called the Amero. What do you think about that? I mean, you better start saving your dollars now, actually trading them. We're going to get back into this discussion, though. This is just fascinating. That you have a 12-term Republican candidate who is refusing to endorse or support the man who's in line to take his job. A true conservative, Randy Graff. You not only have that, but you have Graff's number one challenger, Mr. Huffman, who ran a dirty, mud-slinging, horrible advertising campaign against Randy Graff, full of lies. Lots of lies. Yes, I can say that, Mr. Huffman. You lied about Randy Graff. But Mr. Huffman attended this event to remember Jim Colby and his legacy. Mr. Huffman, now, get this, folks. This event was actually sponsored by, hosted by Janet Napolitano, a Democratic governor. And guess who else was there? The Democratic victor in the CD8 primary, Miss Gifford, was there. So here we have Republicans and Democrats all patting each other on the back and celebrating the legacy of Jim Colby. Well, guess what? A Republican mayor, Mr. Walkup, is saying that he's still going to vote for Jim Colby. He loves him so much, and he's refusing to vote for Graff. Graff, who's running on a platform of rule of law, anti-crime, pro-law enforcement, border security, and no amnesty for illegal aliens. Now, of course, these are, you know, they're not really Republicans. These are called rhinos, Republican in name only. And they're breaking bread with the most leftist socialist Democrats in our state, Napolitano and now Gifford, who think that the way to secure our borders is to, I don't know, No one. They have no plan on how to secure the border, and they refuse to enforce the laws on employers who were beaten by the Graff campaign, during the Graff campaign. 3 days before the primary, could you believe that Huffman actually called Gifford, the Democratic candidate, and wished her luck in her campaign for primary? Now, he even made a dead-on prediction that Gifford would win the primary, and assured the former lawmaker that his entire family would be voting Democratic come election day.
Wow.
Huh? Something is funny down in CD8. Very interesting in this sense. So you have Napolitano supporting the Democrats. You have the Republicans supporting the Democrats. You have what's going to be a very interesting race in CD8 when it comes to a litmus test, a real sign of the times when it comes to how we're going to address the situation and which direction the Republican Party is going in. So we can only hope and send best wishes to Randy Graff in CD8. We have a couple of other very important races around the country that we'll be talking about next week. We have some very special guests coming on next week to address this border security issue and borders, plural, security issue. So just funny things that are going on. And remember, folks, this is not about immigration. It's about illegal immigration, drugs, and the potential for terrorists to use the smuggling operations to bring people into this country. Now, I hailed Randy Graff's victory as a message to our out-of-touch politicians in Washington, D.C. You know what the message is, folks, and Republicans? Defend our borders, or you'll be defeated at the polls. It's that simple. We put almost $50,000 in our Minutemen Civil Defense Corps PAC to support Randy Graff and sent Washington, D.C. a very powerful message. You out-of-touch so-called professionals, guess what? Think Randy Graff are committed to putting our national security ahead of special interest campaign dollars. We'll be back with more in just a few minutes. Minuteman Radio.